You will turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2, verses 25 through 30. And we're going to speak just for a few minutes on what Ninth and Main deserves. You think about deserving things, and we know that the Bible teaches us that really man deserves death because of sin. Romans 6:23, but the gift of God is eternal life to those in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we understand that man deserves death, but God has given us life in Jesus Christ. But what does Ninth and Main deserve? I was thinking about this and been thinking about it for a few weeks, and it made me think about Epaphroditus and how a good man he was, great man he was. As a matter of fact, Paul saw Epaphroditus as such a great man that in verse number 25, notice what Paul calls Epaphroditus, and ask yourself this question: am I a servant? Am I a devoted servant, devout servant like Epaphroditus? Here's a man that you really don't hear a lot about. We hear a lot about Paul, a lot about Peter, a lot about James, but Epaphroditus? How about Tychicus? That's one of my favorite characters in the Bible. In the New Testament is the man named Tychicus. He's all over the New Testament, but you rarely hear about Tychicus. But Epaphroditus, here, he must have been a Roman because he has a Roman name, but that's neither here nor there. But what is here or there is what Paul says about him. He calls him my brother, my fellow worker, my fellow soldier, but your messenger and one who ministers to my needs. Can you imagine someone like the Apostle Paul calling you that? Calling you his brother, calling you his fellow soldier, calling you his fellow worker. I tell you, that's a badge of honor. And we love badge of honors. We love that. We love when people give us accolades. But here's a man that really was devoted to the work of God, to the work of Christ, to the church at Philippi. And Paul says that I'm going to send him to you. But notice verse 26. Since he was longing for you all and was distressed because you had heard that he was sick. He was distressed because they were distressed. They heard that he was sick and that made him distressed. But notice what he says in verse number 27. For indeed he was sick, almost unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. This man here was working so hard for the Lord that he got sick. Can you imagine working so hard for the kingdom of God, seeking first the kingdom and his righteousness, giving all that you have to your very last fiber, if you will? This man was laboring for the Lord so hard that he got sick. You know, usually people don't get sick doing the work of the Lord. They get sick for overworking, maybe working too many hours, maybe not getting enough sleep. But this man here was working so hard for the Lord. He was so devoted, so devout, that he wanted to work really hard, and he did. Notice verse number 28. Therefore, I sent him the more eagerly, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and I may be less sorrowful. Receive him, therefore, in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such men in esteem, because for the work of Christ, he came close to death. Let's stop there. Not his own work. He wasn't self-centered. Wasn't looking on the inside. He was for the work of Christ. This man nearly comes to death. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, we think about what does Ninth and Main deserve? Deserve devout workers just like Epaphroditus. Men and women who really want to put their face to the grind and really get to work and really do what God will have them to do. And I'm thankful that we have those here. Look at 1 Corinthians 16. Look at verse 13 through verse number 18. Some of my favorite passages of scripture are right here. Watch, stand fast in the faith. Be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. I urge you, brethren. Now watch this. You know the household of Stephanus, that it is the first fruits of Achaia,
and that they have devoted themselves to the ministry. The King James says addicted themselves to the ministry. Can you imagine being addicted? We know some people that are addicted to many things. Hopefully we are addicted to the ministry, to the service of the Lord. Here, these individuals were addicted to the ministry of the saints, that you also submit to such and to everyone who works and labors with us. Watch this. I am glad about the coming of Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus. Why? For what was lacking on your part, they supplied. For they refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore, acknowledge such men. In other words, when you look at that idea of refreshing, they allowed Paul to take a break. So they took his backpack. They took his burdens. They said, Paul, you take a break. We're going to take your burdens and let you take a break for a little while. You know, every now and then, those who are overworking in the Lord need a break. They need a break. You know, this is why in America we take vacations, some 2, 3, 4, and depending on your work ethic, you probably take vacation all the time. Hopefully no one here. I remember one time my father told my little brother, I know I'm telling off on him, but it's still true. He said, boy, because he didn't want to get a job. He said, you already used up your retirement. You're going to work the rest of your life. You know, there's some people, they don't work. They done used up their retirement. You know, we need to be working out our salvation with fear and trembling. We need to be making sure that we're working. Go back to Philippians chapter 2. Let's finish up Epaphroditus, this great man of God who worked so hard. I mean, he really labored hard for the church at Philippi, at Macedonia. He says, because the work of Christ, he came close to death, not regarding his life, to supply what was lacking in your service toward me. And so that made me think about, what does Ninth and Main deserve? It deserves workers just like that. And we're blessed here that we have brothers and sisters that are really working hard to work together, to live right, to do what is right, to keep their minds right, striving to be the people that God would have them to be, coming to services, coming to the events that we have, coming to those things that are building up and encouraging. Keep doing it. Keep it up. But let's be more like Epaphroditus. I know sometimes when I finally get to bed, I say to myself, man, sometimes I can't wait to see those sheets. Why? Because it gets pretty tiresome sometimes. But I prayed to the Lord one year, a few years back, and I said, Lord, I want to use this body up so much that, you know, I know this can't happen, but I want to use it up so much that no one else can use it once I get done with it. You better watch what you pray for. Just might get it. You know, we ought to be praying that we labor and work hard, almost to exhaustion, for the Lord, not for our own cause. Seek for you first the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, and all this righteousness and all these things will be added unto you. God will always take care of those who work hard for him. Maybe you're not a child of God. We want you to be. We want you to consider being a servant of Jesus Christ. And once you obey the gospel, work hard. Work out your salvation so you can hear, well done. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of sins and confess Christ. Be Lord. Be buried in water for the remission of your sins. And God will add you to his son's church where you can get to work and you can work hard for his cause. And he'll say, well done. Maybe a child of God, you need to work a little harder. You know, all of us can work a little harder. All of us can do a little bit more. But if you're already working hard, then help someone else. Encourage someone else to work just as hard so we can be just like Epaphroditus. We give ourselves to the Lord as we stand and as we sing the Savior's invitation.